This is Italian excuse me. This is Italian alabaster. It's a very soft stone, semi-translucent, and it's carved with, generally speaking, with wood carving tools. It's not unlike ivory soap in many respects, but here's the sound of carving alabaster. Is that enough?
Let's do a little more.
All right.
Okay. Can you just tap it, or is there any way you can just tap it lightly with something and get a ring from it? How big a piece of stone is that?
This is a... The stone itself in size is about, 2 feet high by 2 feet deep. It weighs approximately, or weighed before I started carving it, at least 100 pounds, perhaps somewhat more. I suppose by the time I'm finished with it, it won't weigh but maybe 40 pounds.
Okay.
Put it over here. This is a piece of Tennessee marble, a medium hard stone, very hard compared to the alabaster, but relatively soft compared with a stone such as granite. It's considerably harder than limestone. It has a wonderful quality in that it's very, very few, what is it called, a grain to the marble, and is easy to carve in that you don't have to be too careful with it. And here's the sound of the carving marble. By the way, this is carved with actual stone carving chisels and a stone hammer. I mean, it's a lead hammer, but it's a different tools entirely from the ones used with alabaster. To carve granite, you need special points because the granite is so hard that if you were to carve it with the chisels, and the tools that I'm using on the marble, they would be dull after 5 seconds. It doesn't have, as you can hear, as pretty a ring as the alabaster, but it's in many ways a much more beautiful stone. It's the stone that the Italian sculptors especially are fond of.
When you say in many ways a much more beautiful stone, what do you actually mean? What are some of the ways?
Well, of course, that's really a question of taste. It's more durable. It can be played with in many more ways. It can be left rough or it can be polished. When it is polished, it has a very handsome quality to it. It looks like stone, whereas the alabaster does not look like stone. Granite perhaps is in many ways the most beautiful of the stones, but because of its peculiar quality in that it's so terrifically hard, it has as only certain things can be carved out of granite. You don't think in terms of making a lace work in granite with lots of holes in it. You think in terms of a very solid piece, whereas marble can be carved as wood or any other. the sound of carving in wood. This particular piece of wood is Honduras ebony. It's considered a very hard wood, and the two sounds that you'll hear will be one carving it with the same tools that I carved the alabaster with, but in addition rasps and files for smoothing it. Here's the sound of the rasp. I don't know if you can pick this up.
Gents, the first show is on, there's no waiting. Presenting Louis DeFee, there's no cover in the middle at the bar. That's right, you can buy a drink at the bar and see the complete show. 90 minutes of entertainment, presenting Louis DeFee, an all-girl show.